Israel pushes back on Cindy McCain, 847 WFP trucks, not two, entered Gaza in November. By Joel B. Polak on December 16, 2024. Israel disputed allegations Monday by Cindy McCain, the widow of the late Senator John McCain, Araz, and the director of the United Nations World Food Programme, WFP, claiming only two of its eight trucks entered Gaza in November. McCain made that claim on CBS News' Face the Nation on Sunday, and also accused Israel of deliberately targeting humanitarian aid workers. She also implied that Israel, not Hamas, was to blame for the looting of aid trucks in Gaza. Host Margaret Brennan made the case that there was famine in Gaza, despite UN findings to the contrary, and claimed that famine was man-made, implying that Israel was to blame. She prompted McCain to respond. Listen, this we're in the month of November. WFP has been able to get two trucks in. That's all. Two trucks in the month of November, but the insecurity that's caused from it, the targeting of humanitarian aid workers and making sure that we can't move or that they feel insecure. This whole issue of not being able to get in, is unseemly. We need unfettered access. There's gangs that are running. If we're speaking directly about Gaza, it's gangs that's running around. It's the lawlessness. There is absolutely no law to be held. You know, to be even talked about there, because it doesn't exist. And so we need all of those kinds of things to be put into place so that we can work in a safe manner and get the food to where it needs to go. Again, we've gotten two trucks in. That's all. Two trucks. In response, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer told journalists in a briefing on Monday that McCain gave some incorrect figures about aid going into Gaza. He then said that he would enlighten McCain with figures that were perhaps not shared with her. During the month of November, 847 World Food Programme trucks were coordinated into Gaza. Let me repeat that, not the two or three trucks that Cindy McCain talked about, but 847 World Food Programme trucks were coordinated into Gaza. Indeed, over the last week alone, 1,316 humanitarian aid trucks, including food, including water, including medical supplies, including shelter, have entered Gaza. Mentzer also said that 254 aid trucks had entered Gaza in the last 24 hours alone, and that 75 had been collected on the Gazan side, but that some 700 trucks worth of aid remained on the Gazan side, awaiting distribution by aid agencies. Since the start of December, he said, 16 million pounds of flour have entered Gaza for bakeries. He later added that Israel had the utmost respect for the late Senator John McCain, making it all the more upsetting that Cindy McCain had given incorrect figures. Cindy McCain endorsed President Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election, continuing a feud between the McCain family and Trump, after then-Sen. McCain mocked Trump in 2015 and Trump returned the favor in a controversial joke. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.